Okay, Rabosai, we are embarking on. It's a Thursday, end of the week, and I was clearing, should I spend more time on yesterday's sugya? Should I start a new sugya? I said we're going to start a new sugya, and it's a highly, highly technical sugya. And when I get to a technical sugya, I wonder to myself, are we going to be able to extract some kind of lumda, some kind of something from a technical sugya? This is a very technical sugya, and basically, after we've gone through the entirety of Rav Chiya, we've studied Rav Chiya. We know there are 24 avos nezikin, but Rav Chiya, the Gemara points out that good yashakayich. But we know that the Gemara has an idea that if it's called an av michlal v'ika toldos, an av has toldos, and not all of these quote unquote avos have toldos. So in what sense are they called? Are they avos? So the Gemara says that they're avos in the sense that they pay meta, and in that sense they are unique. It's a unique, nezikin is unique in the sense that if you're chayiv as a mazik, you have to pay meta, you have to pay from the best. And in that respect, they have this quality of all being avos. And now the Gemara says, so how do we know? What's the lima that you, how do you extract this? The Gemara has a somewhat opaque line over here. My time, asya tachas nesina yeshalem kesef. So the Gemara says there are four words. Tachas, nesina, yeshalem kesef. And from those four words, we spawn the halacha that all of these 24 pay meta. And there's a very long Rashi. And Rashi walks us through how we get to all 24 getting metav. And basically, I'm going to do this outside. I'm going to do it quickly. But basically, Rashi learns as follows. Is what is the, if you will, mother pasuk when it comes to this halacha? Shein v'regel. And the Torah tells us, I gave you the pasuk on the sheets. The Torah tells us that ki yaver ish sadeh okerem v'shilach ez biro. So that's talking about Shein V'Regel. Shein V'Regel has a din of Metav. So somehow we need to get from Shein V'Regel all the way to the other 24, the other Nezik. How do we go ahead and do so? So basically Rashi says that we have one major magical step. I'll just chart it out very quickly on the board. Rashi tells us, remind me exactly how this works. So we have Shein V'Regel, the Torah uses the word, the verb, Shalem, Yeshalem. Okay, the Torah says Yeshalem. By Shormuad, Keren, we have the word Tachas. And by Bor, we have the word Kesef. And by Shor Eved situation, we have the word Yitain or Nesina. And therefore, from this whole package, then we can go to all the other dinim and derive metav. Okay? There's one, and that's how Rashi learns. There is one major problem, one step in the process that Rashi would seem to kind of ignore totally. And what is that step? Shein V'Regel says metav. What's the kind of missing step? Where's the missing step in Rashi? What's the problem for Rashi? So good, it says Shein V'Regel Yishalem, and there is a halach of Meitav, and these are going to be the sources for all the others. But how do you go from Shein V'Regel to all of these, to these other three cases, in order to, for that, that they should then spawn all the other halachas? That is the missing link, lichora in Rashi. And who asks this kasha? The Rashba asks the kasha. So just see quickly the kasha, the Rashba. The Rashba makes this point. Again, it seems very technical, and everything being equal, I would have probably gone weiter, but something hit me last night late. So the Rashba quotes this Rashi. Utmi Ali. And the Rashba asks the kasha. Umenalon de Bishor Hamur diksibe tachas meshalem be metav. Ilav de gamrina mishem bereg diksibe metav. Uvahulo ksib tachas. In other words, you want to make some Gzeres Shabbos, so good. Shor Muad has a case of Tachas. How do I know that Shor Muad pays Meitav? How do I know Shor Muad pays Meitav, Rabosai? So somehow I got to learn from Shein V'Regel. But Shein V'Regel doesn't have the word Tachas. Shor Muad has the word Tachas. So how am I bridging from Shein V'Regel to Shor Hamuad? And that says the Rashba, I'm stuck. And because he is stuck, what does he do? Nupshat. He's going to leave Rashi on the side, and I'm offering a new pshat, says the Rashi, and he quotes the Rabbi Elchanan. And Rabbi Elchanan now has a totally different vision of this halacha, and he says, yes, indeed, it all starts from Shem Beregel. That's where we have the halacha of Meita. But there's one other very, very important word in Shem Beregel where everything starts from, and that is the word Yishalim. And basically, what the Rabbi Elchanan says is, every single of these 24 cases, there's a lot of them that have the language of Yishalim. Arba Shomrim has a lashon of Yishalim. And what else? Gneva, Gzela have a lashon of Yishalim. A lot of the cases have a lashon of Yishalim. And at some point, that's going to be the spawning all of these dinim. And then he's going to get a little stuck. Then you're going to run out. And then we're going to have the pasuk of Onis. The pasuk of Onis. And that's going to become, I will say this, you know, we have the grandfather. And then the father is going to be Onis. And Onis is going to have the words Tachas Asher Ina. It's going to have a word Yishalim, Kesev, etc. And from Ma'anes, we're going to pick up. In other words, so Shem Berega is going to teach me Onis. Onis is going to have all these other words, and that's going to spawn the rest of the halachas. Okay, Adkan Divrei Harashim. So far, so good. Okay, so Ha'ara number one. Small Ha'ara. Did Rashi know how to learn?
Yes.
He knew how to learn. The Rashi has a kasha on Rashi, and he says, the kasha is so difficult that I need a new pshat. So I just want to throw out, I don't want to spend time on this, but I want to just, I'm not sure this is correct, but I want to just throw out a thought. How many avos nizikin are there? This is not a trick question. How many avos nizikin are there? Four avos nizikin in the Mishnah. Rav Oshia has 13. Rav Chiya has 24. But the simple answer to the question is, how many avos nizikin are there? Four. Is there any shita in Achronim that kind of assumes that there's even less than Arba Avos Nezikis? The Grizz. The Grizz understands that fundamentally there is really only one basic Av. And what's that basic Av? Shmiras Nalecha. That is the core Av. And perhaps, I haven't seen this, but perhaps, maybe Rashi is living in a vision of the Grizz. And once I'm living in the vision of the Grizz, there's really one core Av of Darkan Lahazik, Shmirasan Alecha. And now, Yashen Beregel is part of that family, a paradigm of that. There you have a halacha of Metav. And that will be the way you bring Meitav to the other Arba Avos Nezikin. And once you bring it to the Arba Avos Nezikin via the lumbus of the Grizz, so now those Arba Avos Nezikin can spawn all of the other dinim of Meitav.
So it all starts with one.
So it can start with one because of the Chiddush of the Grizz. Okay? That's Ha'ara number one. Not really what I want to talk about, but I want you to be, think about that. Okay, Ha'ara number two is the Eden Zom issue. And that's really what I want to work on. Okay, Rabbo said 24 Avos Nezikin. Eid Zomim is one of the Avos Nezikin. We need four magical words. Oh, by the way, this is a Ha'ara. Backtrack a second. What was the one problem the Rashba had with the Rabbi Elchanan? Not a blow-up problem, but a small problem. According to Rabbi Elchanan, what is the primary grandfather, if you will, source of is the word Yishalim by Shem Beregel. So if that's really how this is working, then in the Memra of the Gemara, Amar Rav Avo, or the Rashba's Gifts Amar Abaye, what word should have been first? It should have said Yishalim first, and the Gemara says, Asya Tachas Nesina Yishalim, Kes, Yishalim should have been first, according to the Mahalakha Rabbi Elchanan. Rashba raises that issue, and he leaves it as a small tzarech. Okay, that's the Rashba, Rabbi Elchanan. Now, Eden Zom. I'm going to say, how do we know? Does Eden Zom have one of these four words? Does it say Tachas, Nesina, Yishalim, Kesef? No. So how do we know Eid Zomim pays Metav? How do we know Eid Zomim pays Metav? Yeah! So what?
Nefesh b'nefesh.
Oh, yes. So Rashi cites the pasuk. Rashi quotes the pasuk says by Eivzomim nefesh b'nefesh. And what does Rashi tell us? Look in the middle of that long Rashi. It says Rashi Eivzomim tzibu nefesh b'nefesh ukeman diksir tachas dami. It's as if it says tachas. What does nefesh b'nefesh mean? It means nefesh. Tachas nefesh. In other words, it's a, I'll call it a conceptual gzeres shava. It's not a real gzeres shava, but tachas is not being used in a very, very strict way. But nefesh b'nefesh also suggests tachas, and therefore there's a gzeres hakosav of tachas. It's part of tachas, and therefore also pays meta. So far, so good? Okay. Look at Tosfos now. Tosfos b'masal tachas. I'm starting from the second half of the Tosfos. So Tosfos writes over here. Ve'edim zomimim pireish Rashi tichsiv behu nefesh b'nefesh. It says nefesh b'nefesh by edim zomimim v'tzarech lomar. So what's the chiddush in this gzeres hakosav? That tzarech lomar da afilu im heidu al shor tam shehizik. Short Tam Shehizik, where is Short Tam Shehizik paying his Chatzi Nezek from? Migufa. Is he paying Meitav? No, inherently, Migufo, it's not even Nezek Shov. So let's say an Eid Zomim testifies that someone's Short Tam was Mazik, or Heidu Ploni Chayv LePloni Money, or he just testifies about a regular Balchov. Or perhaps about a ksuvas isha, where the edus is to pay ziburis, or the edus is to pay beinonis. So says Tosus a fascinating fish. So Tosus says the din would be ziburis. If you play the game of kasher zomam, if you apply the rules of kasher zomam, so what are you going to say? How much? What does the edus zomam have to pay? The Eid Zomim has to pay what they intended, and therefore they should also have to pay Ziburis or Beinonis. So the Chiddush is, even though the Eidim Zomimim only wanted to Mechayev Beinonis or Ziburis, the Mishalmei B'Meitav, the Imrotzu L'Chayev Acher M'Meitav Lo Tzarekro, the Bekasha Zomim, nothing. The Yischayev M'Meitav. In other words, Rashi needs a Pasuk. Nefesh B'Nefesh is needed. Why is nefesh b'nefesh needed? Because if I had a case of what? Of, I was mechayev meitav, then what would the exam have to pay? It had to pay meitav. I don't need a pasuk for that. That's kasher zoma. So what do I need the pasuk for? When they're mechayev ziburis. And nevertheless, when they're mechayev ziburis, how much do they have to pay? They have to pay meitav. Ad kan, divrei Rashi. So how is, divrei Rashi Tosfos, how is, what is essentially Tosfos saying? So really, Kasher Zomim would be Mechayev to pay what? Ziburis. But now on top of Ziburis, since now this has a din of Mazik, this is one of the Avos Nezikin, so now the Pasuk of Nefesh B'Nefesh layers on top of that Chiyuv, Ziburis, and says you have to pay what? You have to pay Meitav. From, based on Nefesh B'Nefesh, Tachas, right.
Yeah!
That seems to say that the puzzle of nefesh b'nefesh overrides. That's correct. That's correct. Nefesh b'nefesh is somehow, and you'll ask me a question. So what happened to Kasher Zoma? Kasher Zoma tells me, you give exact. Now all of a sudden I have to pay, essentially, not more in quantity, but more in the quality of land I'm giving over. And that's the chiddush, that's how Tosfos learns. Look at the Rashba. And the Rashba says something very different. Says the Rashba's fathers. Umikol makom leperush Rashi zal kulu asu b'hachi levar me'im zom. Everything comes from these four words, except for eidim zom. Delok sibu chad mehani. V'Rashi zal pireish tiksiv nefesh b'nefesh v'areyu kenefesh tachas nefesh. Good. Gzeras hakas. Says the Rashba. For Rabbeinu Yitzchak bar Avraham, the Riva, Piresh, Nupshat, different pshat. You know why there's no pasuk of tachas nesina etc. by Edim Zomim? Because Edim Zomim doesn't need a pasuk. Edim Zomim pays meitav without a pasuk. Where? Simple. When they want to be mechayev meitav, they testify that Reuven was mazik Shimon, so Reuven has to pay meitav, and now they're found to be zomim. What do they have to pay? They have to pay meitav. They have to pay meitav. And I don't need a gzeiras hakasev to get me to a place of eidim zomim paying meitav. The case will be where the eidim zomim or mechayev meitav. The eidim zomim lotzar krah. Dehem rotsu lahafsid metav, the osmo kasha zama, the hikshu alav batoisis. So this is not an aratosis, but the footnote over here cites the shita mikubetsa that I gave you. But Tosis asks, in Cain, so what would be the din, according to the Riva, if I testify about a loan transaction? About a case of Ziburis. How much would the Edom Zomim pay? They pay Ziburis. They pay Ziburis, after all. Kasher Zomim. Adkan. Adkan, now we are ready to start. Shabbosai, there's a machlokas here between Tosis, Rashi on the one hand, Riva, Rashba, Rivet on the other hand. Do you need a pasuk to teach me meitav by Edom Zomim? What is the stress point? What is the stress point? Why does the Rashba resist the Mahalach of Rashi? And don't tell me, I don't want you to tell me, because he doesn't buy nefesh b'nefesh being tachas. Don't tell me that. That's not what I want to hear. On a Lumdisha point, why does the Rashba say you can't learn like Rashi? What's putting the brakes on Rashi's pshat? Mr. Shear, give your father some nachas.
That's the Kasher Zaman.
Oh, very good. What happened to Kasher Zaman? If you hold of Kasher Zaman, then you got to pay Kasher Zaman. To go ahead and say that somehow, like, we're overlaying the din of Kasher Zaman. If you're overlaying the din of Kasher Zaman, then you know what we don't have? It's not Kasher Zaman. Kasher Zaman says, whatever you intended, you give over. And here all of a sudden, we're doing more than Kasher Zaman. So because Lechora, because of that problem, what is the Rashba Riva saying? You got to stay within the confines of Kasher Zaman. So true. I'm not going to tell you an Eid Zomim in every single case there's going to be a Chiyuv Meitav. There's not. But there's going to be Meitav and Eid Zomim. And that case of Meitav and Eid Zomim, where I'm Mazik, the Nidon, and I have to pay Meitav, because that's what I intend to do to him, that's enough to create Eid Zomim as one of the Esrim V'Arba Avos Nezikin. Now, what is the Hezbar HaMachlokes? Rashi, Tosfos, are not concerned with Kasher Zaman. Yeah, this is Kasher Zaman. Rashba says, no. If I'm paying Meitav when I was only being Mechayev Ziburis, it's not Kasher Zaman. Rabbi said, what is the point of departure? This is not the hardest of questions, not the easiest of questions. You want to say something, Avi Dadon?
Say something.
Go ahead.
The Rashba focuses more on the ikur of Edom Zomim, whereas the Tosfos and Rashi focus on the halachic perspective.
I don't understand what you're saying. I mean, I do, but I don't.
The Rashba, they focuses on the root of Eidim Zomim. The identity of Eidim Zomim consists of Kasha Zimah, whereas Helpim is specifically meaning that you are chayv in what you try to do to the victim.
I tried to make him pay Meitav.
Right, exactly. Therefore, you're chayv Meitav. You tried to make the man pay Zaboris, you're chayv Zaboris. Rashba is focusing on that point right away, right? That's the root of Eidim Zomim. However, Tosos and Rashi aren't necessarily focusing on that root specifically, but focusing on the halacha of what Eidim Zomim are chayv in a more broad perspective.
What does that mean?
Like, well, what they're saying now.
What does that mean?
Rashi and Tosos are saying that they're trying to make them obligated in some form of payment. Doesn't necessarily matter what type of what, like Meitav or Yiddish or divorce. They're just making them type financial laws.
You got a little help from your chavrus.
Kobe Shack.
Okay. Now both sides, listen carefully. There's a halacha of Meitav. What is Meitav all about? I have to pay, let's say I'm mazik someone $100. So how much do I have to pay? I pay $100. And then there's a halacha of Meitav. That if I don't have metal, then I don't have cash, I'm being gover from karka. So what karka do I pay from? I pay from Meitav. Is Meitav part of the Iker Hachiyuv? It's a chiyuv of $100. Mi Meitav. And it's Meitav is part of the Iker Hachiyuv. This is not a Kasha Zorim Shaila. It's a Meitav Shaila. It's a core question about how we do Meitav. Is Meitav part of the Iker Hachiyuv? It's a chiyuv of $100 mi Meitav? Or what is it? What's the chiv of what's the chiv? The chiv is to pay $100. That's your chiv. Now there's a new halacha. There's another halacha separate from the ikar hachiv, from the ikar hashibur, and that halacha is a halacha in what I'm going to call gvias bezdin. Now, if bezdin is going to compel collection, and you're going to have to seek out collection from land, separate and distinct halacha. What kind of land do you get to collect from? You get to collect from Eidus. But that is separate and distinct from the Iker Hachiv. If that's true, does paying Meitav when the Chiv was only Ziburis, is that a breach of the halach of Kasha Zom? I'll ask again. Stay with me. If I have a chiyuv, I testified Reuven borrowed $100 from Shimon, didn't pay back. I'm found to be Eid Zomim. So Baal Chov pays from where? I forgot already. Beinonis. Pays Beinonis. Okay, pays Beinonis. So I have a chiyuv to pay $100. From Beinus. What does the din of Nefesh bin Nefesh do? It brings me up to Meitav, according to Rashi, Edis. According to Rashba, how much do I pay in that case? Not how much, but I pay from Beinus. According to Rashi, what do I pay from? Meitav. Says the Rashba. You can't pay from Meitav. Because Meitav, if you pay from Meitav, it would be a breach of Kasha Zama. Why would it be a breach of Kasha Zama? Because your chiyuv was 100 mi beinonis. That's part of the chiyuv of the nidam. And now what? And now you're changing that up. You make him pay more. You flouted Kasha Zama. No doubt. Because according to the Rashba, the Meitav halacha is part of the Iker Hashibur. It's part of the core mechayiv, and the mela. If you are paying more than the ikra shibur, you're breaching the laws of kasha zama. What does Rashi maintain? Pay more. Pay more. Why pay more? What's the problem? Pay for Meitav. Pay for Meitav. Because what is Kasha Zamam focusing on? The amount. Kasha Zamam says the amount is 100. That's how much you have to pay. Now you're going to pay Edis. That's not a halacha in the Iker Hachov. Pay Edis is a halacha in Hilchos collection, not Hilchos Chov. If Hilchos Chov is $100. Now you go to the collection agency, you go to Bezin, Bezin says we're going to collect from Meita. That's separate and distinct, and therefore will not breach the halacha of Kashzor. I'm seeing some guys copying me and some guys with blank faces. If you're a blank face, raise your hand. Unabashedly, raise your hand. Okay. I'm going to solve the blank faces. I'm going to do it, though, along the way. I want to learn with you a Rambam. Two Rambams. Okay? And you'll tell me, via the Rambams, how this is going to play out. I'm asking a simple question. I'm asking not an Eitz Zomim question, I'm asking a Meitav question. How many of you are learning Gemara Bekis? And you finished the first paragraph of Maseches Bava Kama. Okay, so you're all over Meitav. You had those 2-3 blot of Meitav, like, you're all over Meitav. This is the introduction to Meitav in Lumnus. Is Meitav part of the core Chiyuv? Or is Meitav ancillary to the core Chiyuv? If it's part of the core Chiyuv, then how's Kasha Zamam going to work? I'll give you a nice illustration of the Chakir. Listen to this illustration. Nice illustration. Okay, stay with me. Ephraim, you with me? No problem. Amazing. Stay with me. I get damaged by Kavosh. Okay? Kavosh does me dirty. Okay? He damages me. Now, he damages me on January 19th. Kavosh is from Los Angeles. So he's got a lot of Meitav. It's a lot of Meitav in Los Angeles. He's got a lot of good stuff. I live in Beit Shemesh, not much Meitav. We're living in the world of Ziburis. He's living in the world of Meitav. Okay, Gevaldig. Now, so I'm looking forward to some Gevaldig Los Angeles primetime Beverly Hills real estate. That's what I'm looking forward to. Okay, it was all worth it. Now, January 19th, he's got a lot of Gevaldig real estate. It happened. A month later, he's not paying. I bring him to Bezin, and life didn't go so well. In that month, things happened. Not to Kavosh, but whoever was the Mazik, things happened. And he went bankrupt. And all of a sudden, his Edis is not even as good as he's like, he's got low grade Edis. Lousy Edis. Here's my question. Is the Chiyuv Edis that he has Mishas HaHezek or Mishas HaTashlum? What am I asking? Explain to me the Shiloh. Go ahead.
Just have to pay
$100?
Does it have to be exactly?
No, he has to pay $100, but he doesn't have $100. He's going to pay me now from land. He had Gavaldiga land, and now his land at the time of Tashlumin is low grade land, but it's still, that's his Edis. Which Edis do you go by? Yeah.
The type of land is the anchor of the chiyuv. Then
Yafet. So Natan, correct. Excellent. If the quality of the land is part of the Ikra Shibud, then you go Mishas HaHezek, and Mishas HaHezek, he had Gavaldiga Edis land, and therefore he has to pay for that Edis land. But if you assume that it's just the halach v'ikras shibud is $100. And now Beis Din is going to collect from Edis. It's going to be a function of the time of the gviya, which is the time that Beis Din steps in. That'll be a month later, and that's going to lower the quality of the Edis. That'll be a nafkamina in this shaila. Now let's learn a couple of Rambams. We'll plug it back in, and then we'll probably have to finish this up on the other side. Zev, let me just learn some Rambams. Okay? It'll come across in the Rambams, I hope. I believe the Rambam is going to be taking a position. I'm opening up the Rambam Malve Love 19:1 Perek Yates Halacha Aleph. Just listen to the lashon. What am I asking? Is the quality of the payment built into the Ikra Shibud? Or is it an ancillary halacha in Kviyas Bezdin? Look at the language of the Rambam. Kishayordin Bezdin lenichse halove. When Bezdin does what? When they go to collect from, we're talking about the love. We're talking about a loan case. Ligbos mehen lo yigvu lebalchov ela min habenonis shebekarka osaf. Vidin Torah shigva balchov min aziburus. However, Kadesh Lotin Aldels, they went ahead and gave Avatikl Chacham, the Bainus Kadesh Lotin Aldels. Look at the language. The language, says the Rambam, is Kishayordin Bezdin Lenichse Halove. When Bezdin have to get involved and start collecting from their Chasmid Halove, where do they collect from? Where do they collect from? They collect from Bainus. What does it sound like? Is this halacha in Bezdin, or is this halacha in the Ikra Chov? It's halacha in Bezdin. That's when it comes to Malva Lova. The question that I have is, okay, that's Malva Lova. Because Malva Lova doesn't have some fancy razzle-dazzle pasuk of Meitav. What about when it comes to the din of Meitav? So, I didn't bring the right Rambam in. Do we have a Nizke Mamon handy? Thank you. So, the Rambam Nizke Mamon Perekhes Halacha Yud goes as follows. Listen carefully. Kesha Bezdin Nizkokin Ligvos. When Bezdin has to come and collect, Minichse Hamazik. They first collect from Metatlin. Im lo ha'ilo Metatlin klal. There is no Metatlin. Oh. Oh, shalo ha'ya Metatlin k'deko ha'nezek, or there was not enough Metatlin. Govin ha'shar min ha'karka, min ha'yofesh shebenichse ha'mazek. They're govin from Gidus. What does Rambam emphasize over here once again? No. Kishon Bezdin Nizkakin. When Bezdin have to get involved, where they're going to take from, they're going to take from. The Rambam focuses heavily over and over and over on Bezdin. It sounds like, if I were to put the Rambam in a box over here, according to the Rambam, is Meitav part of the Ikra Chiyuv, or is it part of the Lachin Gvir? It's part of the Lachin Gvir. The Chiyuv, the Ikra Chiyuv is $100. Now, step two, far away. When Bezdin needs to collect, they're going to collect from Edis. That's not part of the Igrachiv. And therefore, who am I suggesting in the Rishonim would be learning like this Rambam? That the Igrachiv is 100, and now there's a separate halacha that doesn't breach Kasha Zama and says, yeah, Bezdin can be gover from Edis. Not a problem. Not a flouting of Kasha Zama. Who's going to be the author of that Shita? That's Rashi Shita. The Rashba is going to learn what? The Rashba is going to tell you? No. The Rashba says that it's not Kasha Zama. Go to Gova Edis, that's not Kasha Zama. What does that indicate? That Edis is part of the Grechi. I'm going to drop some little seeds. A few seeds. Especially for those who are holding the kids. Do you remember Rabosai Edis, Meitav, Dafvav, Zion, Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva?
Yeah.
Remember that? Very good. I'm impressed. Bide Mazik Shaminan or Bide? I'm going to throw out there. This Machlokes, perhaps at first blush, might be relevant and linked to the Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva. Whether Bidanizak or Bidamazik Shamina, I'm not going to develop it right now. and might have a lot to do with the source mission of this halacha, which is in Gittin, which is next my makom, which we're going to not do now either. I'm going to stop here. Something to think about over Shabbos Kiddush. And have a wonderful Shabbos.
That's good.